Up next is Autumn and Russ.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
From the first day I saw her, I knew she was the one. As she stared in my eyes and smiled, for her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man, and with a careful hand, he wiped the tears that ran down my face. They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day.
On the second day I brought her a flower. She was more beautiful than any woman I'd seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single rose. Will you give me your loss and your sorrow? I nodded my head as I laid on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day. On the third day, he took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he stood smiling above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind light as a thief. And I kissed her goodbye, said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
They call me the wild rose, but my name was Eliza Day. Why they call me it, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day. Yes, my name was Eliza Day. Oh, my name was Eliza Day.
Autumn and Russ.
Ooh, yeah.
I also liked you guys together. Everybody's been paired really, really well tonight. I'm really pleased about that.
Go us.
Yeah, go pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go first this time. I'm keeping track.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. First of all, Russ, what is going on with your static?
I know.
What was that? Where has that come from? That wasn't there like before ever. So I was really confused about that. It was really low for you too. A very low song choice. Oh, also, I had to like look up what this song was because I was like, "What is this song?" Because it sounded like something that would go on what's it called? Like Lone Star. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's on a country-ish. Yeah,
but it's an alternative rock song. By some Australian guy named, like, Nick Cave or something. And then, like, Kylie Minogue was, like, the girl.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's totally legit, so super awesome. I just was like, because the first thing I said in our chat was, like, is this rock or country? I was like, flashback to Lone Star. So, yeah, it was really low for you, Russ, but I really liked your emotion, especially when you sang by yourself. I thought you sounded, like, really powerful and very, like, deep and into the song, which I
wild,
really
wild westy.
Autumn, I thought your vocals were fantastic. I really liked you emotionally as well. It was missing, like, just a little bit of something. I'm not sure what it was missing. Like, I can't put my finger on it, because, like, your vocals were there. It was just, like, there was just something that was, like, a little off about it. Like, I don't know if it was the song choice. Russ, when you, I think you were singing with Autumn in the chorus.
Yeah, there was, like, a really low vocally and volume-wise harmony on the chorus.
And I would have liked to have had you turn that up, because I think you hit it. I think it was a little low for you, but I think you still hit the notes. So I was like, I want to hear what he's doing.
At first I thought it was, like, a weird growl or something, and I was like, oh, no, wait, that's Russ.
Yeah, it was really strange. But anyway, you can go ahead, Valk. I kind of just talked for a really long time.
Yeah, like, this was an interesting song choice. I think Autumn did better than Russ on this song. Because, like, it sounded a little too low for you, Russ. But you did have, like, good emotion. You both had pretty good emotion, but, yeah, there was, like, something missing from it. Like, it sounded like it needed to be, like, more angsty or, I don't know, maybe a little more passionate or something, but yeah, it sounded like there was some emotion missing.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe there was just, like, a little, like, I just wanted more emotion. Because I feel like they both had it, though. I don't know.
Yeah, they both had it, but there could have, like, definitely been more.
Mm-hmm.
I think Autumn got more emotion, like, probably halfway through the song.
Mm-hmm.
The vocals were pretty good.
Yeah, this was very, like, middle of the road for me. Like, I wasn't, like...
Yeah, me too.
I wasn't, like, blown away by it, but I thought you guys sounded good. So I, like, wasn't, like, oh, this was horrible. But I wasn't, like, oh, my God.
Yeah. We're, like, getting, like, the many facets of Rusty's, like, cowboy Rust this week.
I know. Yeah, we are going to make Rust sing really intense rock one of these days.
Yeah. We're going to make him sing screamo.
Probably. I'm done.
Me too.
Up next is the solo Dylan.
In your small town world on a big town avenue, gonna make you like the way they talk when they're talking to you. Gonna make you break out of your shell, cause they tell you to. Gonna make you like the way they lie, better than the truth. They'll tell you everything you want someone else to say. They're gonna break your heart from what I've seen. You're just one more hand me down. No one's trying to give you what you need. Lay all your troubles down. I am with you now. Somebody ought to take you in, try to make you love again. Try to make you like the way they feel when they're under your skin. Never once you think that they would lie when they're holding you. Then you wonder why they haven't called when they said they'd call you. You'll start to wonder if you're ever gonna make it by. You'll start to think you were born blind from what I've seen. You're just one more hand-me-down. Cause no one's tried to give you what you need. So lay off. troubles down. I am with you now. I'm here for the hard times, go straight to your hard times. When living ain't easy, you can stand up against me and maybe rely on me and cry on me, yeah. Someday they'll open up your world, shake it down to the drawing board, do their best to change you. They still can't erase you from what I've seen. You're just one more hand me down. 'Cause no one's trying to give you what you need. Lay all your troubles down. I am with you now, so lay them down on me. You're just one more hand me down. And all of the nights won't give you what you need. Lay all your troubles down. Lay them down, lay them down on me.
Traviata.
Song.
Because she, okay, so there was apparently drama and like Dylan texted her, but then she didn't answer, but then she did answer and was like, I'm going to submit, but then she didn't submit. So basically, long story short, Traviata didn't submit, so Dylan had to submit alone, and this is the song. Yeah. Val, you go first.
Dylan, you didn't annoy me this week, so kudos.
Mm. Does he normally annoy you? That was mean.
I don't know. I said it once, and then he thought that, like, every week he annoyed me, but no. It was just, like, one time. But this wasn't annoying. Just for reference. No. I didn't really have any notes other than you had trouble hitting trouble in the, like, every yeah. time.
I had that it. Too.
Yeah.
Troubles, flat.
And you had, like, awesome emotion, as for always.
I was like, this emotion was better than normal, though. Like,
yeah.
He upped his emotion. Which is funny, because he, like, doesn't have to up his emotion.
I know. He upped it because he was pissed. Rawr.
Let's see. Yeah, it was, like, really good. I really liked your vocals on the verse, like, a ton.
Yeah.
And, like, it was, oh, God, it was really good. your first hand-me-down, you had, like, a run, and it was a little shaky. But then the second time, it was really good because you kind of, like, backed off from the run and you didn't do it, like, totally, like, all over the place. So that was really good. The second time you said hand-me-down was, like, beautiful. Like, it was so good. Emotion was amazing. Your vocals were good. I thought you were a little, like, strainy the very first chorus, like, around where that run came in. And then you said troubles and it was flat. And then you also said, I think every time you said troubles.
Like, yeah, it was
I'm trying off. To remember the exact, like, phrase, but, like, where you said, like, that. It was just, like, a little bit off. But other than that, I think this was a really good song choice for you, and I think you did a, like, really good job with it. And I'm really sorry that Traviata didn't submit for
I
you.
I know.
But I'm not, because I think this was a different song than you guys were going to do together, and I liked this for you a lot. But
yeah. Oh, I want to know why your files are so big, Dylan. They're always, like, 9 and 10 MB, and I'm, like, baffled as to why they're so huge, because they're, like, short.
Yeah, Dylan's files always take me the longest to download.
Yeah.
But they're, like, average-sized songs.
I know, that's why it's weird. So answer the question. Dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
Woo. And, we're gonna do The Last People.
Yeah, yeah.
Done. Up next is Ariane Clary. and Clary.
The duet of the century.
Damn, girls.
Oh, yeah.
That was hot.
I know. It was all arousing and such.
I don't know what this song is, and I wish I did, because it was so good.
This is, like, okay. The only version of the song you need.
I know, seriously. I don't want to hear the real one. Okay, I wrote, sexy. The first time I heard the really high pitch, like, come on, thing, I was, like, totally thrown off, and I was like, whoa, that was kind of weird. But then, like, as it went on, like, I totally got into it, and, like, it didn't bother me anymore. It bothered me, like, the first time it happened. I was like, what? And then I was like, no, I like this. I'm good.
I want to know who did that. I'm thinking it sounded more like Clary was doing the come-ons.
Yeah, I think it was Clary. I'm not sure. You guys mixed totally well together, like, as a pair, like, really well.
Yeah, you guys sound similar. We couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah, at first I was like, wait, Aria, Clary? Wait, okay, I'm not sure. And then, like, I'm pretty sure Clary was the first verse, and then Aria was the second, and then there was, like, harmonies and funky awesomeness going on. It was mixed really well. There was so much emotion, and, like, I loved your haze. Oh, they were so good. Like, the hey, like, I don't remember the exact, like, part, but it was, like, you guys were saying hey, and it was, like, good. Your harmonies were awesome, which is to be expected. This was just really well done. Like, I really don't have anything else to say.
I know. This is so, like, freaking epic. I loved, like, the slides that you were doing on the chorus, Clary, but you're, like, always, like, really, really good with slides. This reminded me of when you did Muse, and that was, like, my favorite performance of yours so far. So, yeah, I was really happy. This is, like, you bumped up from last week, too.
I feel like a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. I was pleased. I liked this. This was great. Good job.
Yeah. Both of you guys are hot.
Yeah.
This is probably my favorite of the night.
Yeah, I agree. This was my favorite. Yay. Definitely. Oh, so great. I'm done.
I know. Me too.
Results. I almost did that thing where I say somebody's name again. I need to stop doing that.
You just want to get them over with, like, I don't care.
That's apparently all I want to do. okay. So let's just get down to business.
Yeah.
Who won for you tonight? I think the same duo won for us, so just, like, pick one of them and I'll pick the other.
Cue. Clary won for me tonight.
And Aria won for me. You guys definitely were the best pair of the night. Epic win. Woo. Do you want to save somebody else, Val?
This is kind of, like, obvious, because, like, if we like one person in the pair, then, like, we like the other. But, yeah. My second favorite pair, well, was Dizzy is safe.
So Brayson is
safe. Yeah.
Yeah, Brayson and Dizzy, you guys were good. So, do you want to pick somebody else? Just pick one person, don't say.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the pairs.
Dun, dun, dun. Turtle is safe.
Dylan is safe.
Da-na-na-na. Jeffers is safe.
Autumn is safe. So that leaves Russ and Cookies. You guys are in the bottom two. Because Gildragon was immune. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. So do you want to say who's safe, Val?
I don't know. Well, you guys both were, like, everyone was good tonight, so, like, don't feel bad about being cut. It was hard, and I didn't really want to cut anyone.
I know. It was, we didn't want to cut anyone, but we kind of had to. But if somebody drops, as always, we'll bring this person back.
Yeah.
So, Russ, you are safe, which means Cookies is cut.
No.
We didn't want to cut you, but you just definitely had, like, the most problems with your song. I feel bad. But
I guess. But you rock. Oh.
You do. And, like, you did a really good cover today, and, like, you should be super proud of that one that you showed me. So, like, don't worry too much about it. And, like, you made it really far, so don't get too upset. Okay. So, next week we are doing Well, first of all, we have the final 10, which is...
it's 10.
Yeah, we have Clary, Aria, Turtle, Jeffers, Dylan, Dizzy, Bryson, Autumn, Russ, and Gildragon.
Those are
the top 10. Dun, dun, dun. Yep, 10. So, for the top 10, we are doing rock musicals.
Yay! Uh-huh. I've been waiting for this all season.
She has. Oh, my God, we didn't talk about what immunity was going to be.
Dun, dun, dun.
We'll discuss that and put that in an email.
Yeah.
So, there will be an immunity, but, yeah. Okay. that was really stupid. okay, but I was so busy, like, discussing all these ideas I had for, like, future themes that I didn't think about future immunity themes, so that was really not very smart. Or I guess we could just do, why don't we do a Fall Out Boy immunity next week?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Good. Decided. Fall Out Boy immunity.
Yay.
That does not discard Fall Out Boy from being a potential theme within a theme. Like, there could be a theme that would include Fall Out Boy songs. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not, okay, blah, not important. Okay. So, next week, rock musicals. Can I just bring up the fact that when I was looking up rock musicals, I discovered that there is such a thing as the Jerry Springer opera? It's called Jerry Springer the Opera, and it actual existing thing, and I find that kind of hilarious.
Let's cast it on VH. Jerry Springer, right now.
Apparently, it's a rock musical, but that's not on the list.
I'm it was just lol-worthy.
Very, 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 very specific list of musicals. There's about 12 musicals on here. There's 10 of you, and they're all, like, well-known.
Yeah.
They include Rent, Next to Normal, American Idiot, the new Green Day musical, We Will Rock You, the Queen musical, Aida, Grease, The Wiz, Hair, Godspell, Jesus Christ Superstar, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Little Shop of Horrors. So, yay. I will be sending all that in an email.
Do Rent.
So, I guess, should we make it? Well, we'll discuss the deadline. It could potentially be due on Wednesdays, like going back to our original days. It might
move
to Thursdays, depending. So, yeah. So, that's pretty much it.
Yay!
I think we're done.
Yep, we're done.
Good night.
Night.